Hi, we're talking with Ted Gould, one of the founders of the Inkscape Project. He's here at the Scale Conference in Los Angeles talking about Inkscape extensions. And he's going to tell us a little bit about Inkscape extensions and where the Inkscape Project is going. Thanks for talking to us.
No problem. Inkscape as a project is a graphics program, and one of the features we've added, well, since the beginning, but it's really come to maturation recently, is the extensions. What the extensions allow is it allows developers to extend Inkscape in a very approachable way. They don't have to learn all the Inkscape internals, all the core libraries, everything that is inside Inkscape to be able to add features to Inkscape. And so we've now opened up the effects and all the input and output extensions so that you can start to use your favorite language, Perl, Python, Ruby, whatever you like, to extend and add features to Inkscape. The really cool part about extensions is that we've tried to design them so that they're first class in Inkscape. So the user doesn't have to know that they're using a Perl script. They just have to know that, hey, I wanted to open a PostScript file, and it works. And I don't know how Inkscape did it, I don't care how Inkscape did it, but I've got PostScript in my document and I can edit it. And so that's what we've tried to do with the Inkscape system, or the extension system in Inkscape, is be able to create this usability for developers, make it easy, but then also this usability for users, to make it so they don't really have to know how it works, it just works. So that's what we've tried to do with Inkscape, in the extensions in Inkscape. Inkscape as a project as a whole is actually pretty exciting, because last week we introduced our 0.45 version, which is a big step forward because it's our first SVG filter support. And the first support filter that we supported is the blur filter, which actually really opens up a huge array of photorealistic type effects that you can do in Inkscape. So with 44, we had the on-canvas gradient editing, which was huge and allows for a lot of neat effects. Now we've got the blur, and so if you go to the Inkscape website, you can see things like photorealistic cars that have been drawn in Inkscape, which is pretty surreal to me.
Okay. You want to talk a little bit about what's coming up in later versions, and maybe what would it take for Inkscape to actually be declared 1.0?
Our goal with 1.0 is to have SVG 1.1 supported fully. That's actually a pretty big project, because I don't know if you've looked at SVG, but it's very expansive in all the features that it has. And that includes a lot more filters that we have to support, SVG fonts. We probably need some preliminary JavaScript support to support some of the onload and type events and stuff like that. So that's what we're targeting with Inkscape 1.0. But I wouldn't say that Inkscape 1.0 is what you need to have Inkscape be usable. We try to keep all the releases stable. And then one of the things is that the developers are users of Inkscape. And so if something breaks, even in CVS Head, or I guess we're in Subversion now, SVN Head, that's a problem because people are using that on a daily basis in our production environment. So we try to keep that usable all the time. And that's one of the things we're doing. Like, we're adding live effects in, and or path effects is what we decided to call it, which is going to be a feature that allows you to draw a path and then apply effectively a brush or a style or put another path along that path and still be able to edit the original path. And we're doing that in a branch because it's going to break some of the core features, and we want to be able to leave the development head as stable because people do use that for production. So, you know, it says 0.45, but it really is production usable, and a lot of people do use it in production environments. So, some other features we're looking at Inkscape is obviously adding additional features. I don't think anyone's working on SVG font support, working on more technical drawing type features, and any feature anyone wants to come hack, we're happy to take it, as long as it doesn't break our SVG compatibility.
Okay. Thanks a lot for talking to us today.
Thank you.